The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host Lani Ka'a'a. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How do childhood influences shape who we become? This is the story of Mike and Christina Ensman, who experienced how godly influences impacted them even while they were making self-destructive choices. Today, they deliver Christ's hope to children during Christmas. We pause here, as we typically do at the beginning of our show, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is for redemptive purposes. The Redeemer, Jesus, loves you so much, my friend, that he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried. And 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. The living Christ, who has redeemed the lives of Mike and Christina Ensman, reaches out to you. Well, Lani and I have been touched by the Lord, and we're praying and hoping that you too will open your heart to Jesus as Mike and Christina has. Mike and Christina Ensman serve with Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child, as Hawaii Islands area coordinators. This is a pre-recorded interview with Mike and Christina. Lani and I will be back in a few moments, but listen in and open your hearts to what the Lord has to say to you through Mike and Christina Ensman. Hey, Mike and Christina, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. It's a real privilege.
Thank you. It's a honor.
Mike, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Indiana, right in the middle of the country, pretty much, just south of Indianapolis, maybe 45 minutes by car. That's our biggest city. And I grew up in Bloomington, Indiana, which is home to Indiana University.
Okay, so when we talk about Indiana University, I'm thinking about the Hoosiers. Were you a basketball fan?
I was a foaming at the mouth basketball fan back then. And it's funny, Danny, because the coach back then was Bobby Knight, and everybody thought he was a disgusting bad sport and all, but for us Hoosiers, he was our hero, especially not knowing Christ at that time. I thought he was the greatest.
And Christina, what about you? Where did you grow up?
I was born in Torrance, California, but I grew up in Long Beach, California. And
what was it like? Down. What was it like there?
It was really fun as I was a child because my dad always take us fishing down by the pier, and we lived by the Queen Mary, and there used to be a huge carnival down there called the Pike, and that's, my dad would take us there all the time, and it was fun growing up there. A lot of exciting things to do.
Mike, what influence did a Mr. Novak have on you when you were young?
Well, Danny, back in those days, I was having a real hard time in school, and I was literally about to get kicked out, and he put me in a program. It was a vocational program with Mr. Novak. He was my instructor, and it was a commercial foods deal that lasted 3 hours a day. And we had hands-on instruction in how to cook commercially. Mr. Novak, he was a long-suffering guy. He put up with so much stuff from all his kids, giving him grief and stuff. And he ended up coaching me to the state finals and then to the national finals in Vocational Industrial Clubs of America cooking contest. And he gave me faith in myself that I never had before. And looking back, you know, Danny, I didn't know what a Christian was back then, but I know he was a Christian. He worked with the prisons with his own time, going in and teaching the prisoners how to cook and have a future. So, yeah, he was a really big incubator of good things to come in my life.
Wow. Well, thank God for people like the Mr. Novaks of the world. Christina, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
It was my father, Joe. He would always pray for us children for years and years and years. And we grew up in a Christian home, but I went away from the Lord when I moved to Las Vegas. But my dad was in continuous prayer for us always. And I know that it's the power of prayer that God has saved me and brought me to where I am now. And he always tells me, I prayed for you. I've always prayed for you. And he's like so thankful now that he sees that his prayers have been answered.
Christina, take us on that journey of how you became a follower of Christ.
Well, when I lived in Long Beach, probably when I was about 19, I moved to Las Vegas, and I just went the wrong way, and that's where I met my husband, Mike. He worked up in Hugo's Cellar at the Four Queens Casino, and I was a waitress down in Magnolia's. And then we moved here to Kauai, and we were both into drugs and alcohol. And Mike had a friend, Richie, and there was his boss, Victor, his wife, Laura. He would always invite us to come to church. And looking back at it now, I can see how God placed her in my life, because I would meet her, like, see her at different places. I would see her, like, at the store, and she would invite me to church. And I would see her, like, at the hospital where I work, and she would invite me to church. And to make a long story short, my dog, on 4th of July night, my dog got killed, and we were, like, really devastated. And so we decided to go to church after that. And then we went to church, and probably 6 months after that, I was saved. And I had a divine appointment from the Lord, because I smoked pot for 30 years, and one day I was in my laundry room in the garage, and I could feel the presence of the Lord speak to me so strongly and told me, you know, you need to stop smoking that. You know, you need to stop. And it wasn't like a condemnation, like he was saying, you know, like being mean, but it was of love. And he says, I have so much for you. I want to give you so much. And from that day on, I quit after 30 years. And quit drinking and everything, and God has just done a powerful work in our lives.
Mike, your spiritual journey, your journey to Christ, I should say.
Yeah, I don't know how detailed I should get, Danny. I'll just give a quick overview, I guess. Like Christina, I moved to Las Vegas, and we were just terrible people. If it hadn't been for the grace of God, I didn't know it back then. We both should probably be dead, but we moved to Kauai 6 months before Aniki, and I continued my bad behavior. I thought I could get away from it over here, but it doesn't work that way. And like Christina said, after several years here, we were at a 4th of July concert, and our dog, who was our idol back then, got ran over because we weren't taking care of him properly. We didn't have the leash held tight. First fireworks went off, and it ran into the street and got run over, and we were devastated. So some friends of ours had told us about a church, and we went and checked it out. I almost left a few times because I grew up in a very conservative Catholic background, I guess, that worship was in Oregon, and everything was reverent and structured, and over here they had guitars and everything, and I thought it was weird. But we kept going and we kept going, and it's hard to explain exactly when. I didn't have a moment that I can give you a date or anything, but I started reading my Bible, and it never made sense to me before, and all of a sudden it made sense. I still wasn't saved, I don't believe, but everything in there that was so confusing made total sense, and I was at the same time I was a staunch evolutionist, and all of a sudden it's like, I hate to use a euphemism, but the scales fell off my eyes, and I could see what a farce that was, that everything on this world came from an accident, a single cell or whatever they want to say. But I started researching. I read Lee Strobel's book, The Case for Christ, read my Bible, and soon, at one point, it just like, I was saved. I don't know the exact moment, but it all made sense, and haven't looked back since then.
Christina, as we think about Mike and Christina Enzman, Lonnie, these moments of change, it's hard to imagine the love that they've experienced and felt for their dog, and then to have the dog taken almost instantly from them like that, and then their openness to visit church, and yet the disparities between what they expected, especially Mike, what he expected and what he saw. In a moment of reflection, Lonnie, when you think about them and their change, how does that relate to how God works in changing people's circumstances in order to reach them?
Yeah, you know, I think this might be the first time I have ever heard that the loss of a dog sent a couple to church. But what's really amazing to me is they tried to move from Vegas. They knew they needed to get away from the bad life they said they lived. We were terrible people. And, you know, they moved to find a way to get away from that. They tried to do it on their own strength. You know, they tried to start again, but it came with them, because the only true change comes when you allow Jesus into your life and he can begin to give you the change that you so desire. They knew they wanted to be right, but they just didn't know how to get there. And God found a way. You know, God always finds a way when we are willing to try to meet him. He runs the distance to find us, to meet us, even if it's through our dog, which is, you know, it gives me such faith that I don't have to be the change agent for everyone around me. God has a plan, and he's running after all of those people that I've been praying for years, and he will come and meet them where they're at when their hearts are ready. When he sees that desire, that moment will happen. This story gives me amazing hope for that.
You're listening to Mike and Christina Enzman, Lonnie Ka'a, with that reflection. We'll get back to more with Mike and Christina because of the changes that they experienced in their lives and to the work that they're doing now. You know, life is a continuum, and we're continuing to grow. Sometimes we are aware of the growth. Other times we are not. We just live. Sometimes we're so busy with what is the next thing that we need to do. Well, Mike and Christina, give us a moment of pause to step back and reflect a little bit. When we come back from our break, they'll share more heart-to-heart with you. They're with Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child. You can find out more about Operation Christmas Child and Samaritan's Purse at samaritanspurse.org. samaritanspurse.org. Mike grew up in Bloomington, Indiana. Christina grew up in Long Beach, California. Today, they live in Hawaii, and they serve many families during Christmas time. Heart to Heart, more with you when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, there are those certain moments that are pivotal in life, things that we don't expect. We never wanted, and suddenly they're upon us, and we begin to try to figure out in time, why did those things happen? Why did God, some might say, why did God allow that to happen? Why does God work through pain and allow us to go through such agony? And yet, when we listen to Christina and Mike Ensman, we hear of how God tenderly touched them and brought them back to himself. Now, here's the thing. What they experienced as adults also connected with what they experienced as children. We cannot compartmentalize our lives, though we do, and try to from time to time, because some things are disjointed in our lives and we don't think they make sense. But in God's plan, we realize that there was meaning and purpose for what we went through. As we listen more to Mike and Christina Ensman, we'll hear some of that as a thread that underlies their story. Lani Ka'a and I will be back in a few moments to find out more about them at SamaritansPurse.org and this program, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Here's Mike and Christina Ensman.
I was saved. I don't know the exact moment, but it all made sense. And haven't looked back since then.
Christina and Mike, what kind of work were you doing at that time?
Well, Danny, I flew over here to be an assistant chef at a very nice restaurant. And we were here for 6 weeks, and then Aniki came and blew down the restaurant and half the island. So I did some construction stuff part-time and all, and I ended up working on a golf course just as a temporary measure until I could get a job cooking again. And I've been doing that now for about 18, almost 20 years, and I just love it.
Now, you mentioned a church. Was that church Bread of Life Christian Ministries that you were invited to and became a part of?
Yes, Bread of Life Christian Ministries, Calvary Chapel.
I see. So there I understand now the guitars there, Mike.
Yeah, guitars, percussion, all this stuff that was a shock to me. It wasn't a somber kind of thing. Of course, now I feel the joy, and it was just strange to me back then.
When did you first hear about Operation Christmas Child?
I received a letter in the mail at the church, and then I put it in my box from Operation Christmas Child. And then the lady, Laura, that invited us for years and prayed for us for years before we came to church, she came up and she said, you know, there's this guest speaker, a shoebox recipient from Operation Christmas Child, and she's going to share her story. Would you come with me? And then I remembered the letter in the mailbox at church. So I took out the letter and I read it, and I decided to join as a prayer team member. So I filled out an application, and then I moved off onto a drop-off team leader, which is the church that receives the shoeboxes from the island. And then they asked me to be the area coordinator. And then I became the area coordinator. And then I prayed for my husband for about a year. And then I asked him, will you join me as co-area coordinator? And then he came on. And then about 2 years ago, they asked us to be the regional coordinators for the Hawaiian Islands. And we both said yes. And it's such an amazing ministry.
Christina, why did you feel led? Talk more about why you felt led to be a part of that ministry.
Well, I'm also the children's ministry director, and I love children, and I know that the enemy wants to attack the children, and I wanted to share the gospel to as many children in the world that I could, and I knew through a shoebox that I could reach many children that way. And that's what really stuck to me to join that ministry, was because of the millions of children that they reached through the shoeboxes.
So, Mike, over that course of the year, do you recall how the Lord was working in your heart to be open to joining?
Oh, yeah, I sure do, Danny. I just watched my wife progress, and I watched how the team, Prince Samaritan's Purse, treated her. They didn't treat her like a lawnmower, use her for a certain task, and put her in the garage until they needed her next time. She was a valued member to them, and I really respected that. I've volunteered for a lot of good stuff, Annie, and I got to say kind of a disclaimer, you know. Operation Christmas Carol isn't for everybody. There's so many great ministries out there, and each person will find the one that fits them. It just happened to fit me also. I've been to Japan right after their terrible tsunami, and we helped clean up with a Christian group doing mission work over there. But something about Operation Christmas Child and the children. I mean, as adults, we have a chance to make our own choices and stuff, but that's not always provided to the children. I mean, Jesus said, suffer not the little children to me. And they're so innocent, and it's hard to explain, but, you know, we can be missionaries in our own house by packing a single shoebox. So I just like the whole organization, the way they partner with diverse local churches in America and across the world. They let each individual local church have a say in how it's presented to them. And I love the individuality and the flexibility of this program.
Christina, explain how some of the challenges you face, maybe both of you actually, Christina and Mike, the challenges you face in ministry. And how might someone pray for and help you?
I think, like all things, yourself included, I'm sure at times we have periods where we get a little burned out and we lose sight, we lose focus of what we're trying to do. And it's hard sometimes to get ourselves out of the way and let God work through us. So, yeah, there's those dry times, as I'm sure anybody would admit. But all in all, we've had a tough learning curve. There's a lot of technology involved, and I'm not very so good at that, spreadsheets and a lot of planning and things like that. But all in all, with Operation Christmas Child, it's better than before we were with them. So they're very supportive and like that. So, yeah, even in the worst of times, it's the best of times for us anyway. Christina?
The challenge.
Christina does share, and you'll hear what she shares about some of those challenges when we come back from our break. Well, Lonnie, when we talk about challenges, it's, I think, very good for us to think about going at them head on and not always dance around challenges. Christina and Mike have had to face some of their challenges in ministry within themselves and the work that they do. How do challenges relate with our spiritual lives, and how do we make it through those times, or at least make some progress in those moments relating with what they said?
Yeah, you know, I love this show. I love this show because of the testimony, but sometimes I seem to, I wonder if we get the highlight reel of the testimony, if you will, the glory and the glory moments. And yet we all who have walked in any length of time in our testimony and our ministry work really grow the most in the midst of those challenges. That's when we just can't do it on our own. That's when we realize that we really are nothing without Jesus Christ. And I love how Mike and then Christina are going to talk about some of those challenges, are going to talk about how God was big and glorified and magnified in those moments. But I think when those things happen and how hard they are, even through the pain of it, the best thing that comes out of it is a humility, is a perseverance, is a sense of confidence, not in ourselves, but a confidence in the Lord that no matter what, as we're walking alongside of Him, He will answer prayers, He will make a way where there is no way. You know, all the things that we say and we think we believe, we really learn that we can trust that when we run through these times of challenge.
And that's why we hear Mike and Christina when we come back from our break. The process of challenges, the disheartening moments of challenges, the exhaustion of challenges, and yet the hope even in the midst of challenges, the renewed grace that God gives in times like those or times like these. So when we come back, more from Mike and Christina Ensman of Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child. They are based on Kauai, but they impact the whole state, and they impact young people around the world. And you, dear friend, be a part of what they're doing. Just check out SamaritansPurse.org. You can find out more. Mike and Christina Ensman, more from them, heart to heart with us when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Mike and Christina Endman, they live on Kauai. They touch the state from the Garden Isle of Kauai, and anyone that's lived there will always remember, especially if they lived through it, Hurricane Iniki. And Hurricane Iniki is one of those things that is unforgettable. Those of us who saw what happened cannot forget what happened, but it's the storms of life, the hurricanes of life that sweep us away, and on the one hand, change our lives completely with pain, and on the other hand, in some strange way, perhaps that only God can explain, gives us a brand new start. Perhaps these are moments of new beginnings for you, and that is really the heart of the good news of Jesus Christ. Mike and Christina Ensman, our guests today. Danny Yamashiro here with Lani Ka'a'a. Samaritan's Purse is how you can find out more about their ministry, Operation Christmas Child. And this, the Good Life Radio Show, well, you can get these programs in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. This is one of many. Unique, yes, but many shows that can connect you with family and friends who might not even know the Lord just yet. SamaritansPurse.org, Mike and Christina Ensman. Pre-recorded show, that's what we're listening to. Lani and I will be back in a few moments. Listen to Christina share some of her challenges.
Yeah, even in the worst of times, it's the best of times, for us anyway. Christina?
The challenging time is probably the last day of National Collection Week, where we collect all the shoeboxes from the whole island, which can be like 4,000 shoeboxes, and we just get really tired because we're probably there for about 20 hours trying to put all the shoeboxes into the carton. But God has provided an amazing team, you know, here on Kauai, and I really don't find it too challenging because I love it so much and I know what God is doing through the shoe boxes. So I just love what God is doing through it. I would say the most challenging would just be getting exhausted.
Well, that lets us know how people can stand with you and pray with you. What about COVID? How has COVID impacted your work?
Interesting you should ask. We thought that things were going to come to a grinding halt, but the leadership figured out a way that we could still do things pretty much remotely. In a snap of a finger almost, they designed a way people could drop off shoeboxes when the thing first started remotely. We go to their car and pick it up with our PPE on and stuff. The hardest part about the COVID deal is we didn't and still don't get that much of a chance to have personal interactions. Everybody's kind of burned out over the Zoom, but the ministry is still going forward.
Last year during COVID, it was called the curbside drop-off. So the people from the community would just come and drop their shoeboxes off at the curbside. But we were still able to pray with each one of them over their shoebox.
Talk to us about the meaning of that, praying over someone with the shoebox, when you give the shoebox.
When someone comes up and they fill out the paperwork, and then, you know, we thank them so much, and then we ask them, is there anything that we could pray for you, and can we pray with you for the child that will receive the shoebox? And mostly everybody that drops off, they are excited to, you know, have the prayer. And they can be unsaved people and saved people. And some people that come, they think they're just, you know, they're doing like a good deed. And there was one couple that we had a packing party, and they came to the packing party and we prayed with them, and they ended up being saved, and now they attend our church.
You talk about shoeboxes. Someone listening may not be familiar with Operation Christmas Child or the shoeboxes. Could you explain what they are and what's inside?
Yes. So Operation Christmas Child is an Samaritan Purse is an evangelical disaster relief program, and Operation Christmas Child is one project of Samaritan Purse. And what we do is we fill shoeboxes with school supplies, hygiene items, toys, a personal note, and prayer. And we put like stuffed animals, lots of stuffed animals and toys. And we send them to over 150 countries around the world, to children who have gone through war, famine, disease, and natural disaster. And me and Mike were blessed to be able to go to Liberia 2 years ago and Colombia 5 years ago, and to be on the other end of the shoebox to see the children receive the shoebox with such great joy. And some of these children have never had Christmas gifts before or gifts before. And then after they receive the shoebox, they go through a program called a 12-week discipleship program called The Greatest Journey. And then they receive a certificate and a Bible in their own language, a New Testament Bible in their own language.
Now, there's got to be stories, Christina and Mike, about kids years later. I mean, Operation Christmas Child has been going on for quite some time. Do you know stories of kids that received this, and whether it's in the States or in other parts of the world, say 10 years later or 15 years later, what are they doing? Any stories like that?
Oh, yeah. Too many to recount all of them. A lot of them become speakers, actually, and they travel the country and the world telling about what it was like for them, whether they're in an orphanage or wherever they are when they receive most likely the first gift that they've ever received in their life and how it changed their lives. And one of my favorites is there was a little boy, and he was in Sudan. He received a box, and inside was a pair of gloves, winter gloves. And to the natural man, rationally, what the heck is this going to do with a pair of winter gloves? Well, it turns out that he worked with his mother baking bread for a living, and he was always burning his hands on pulling the bread out of the oven, and they were exactly what he needed. And those kind of stories, they just happen over and over and over again. So it's hard to single out one or two, but I tell you what, if someone were to go to YouTube and just punch in Operation Christmas Child, there's so many videos that are loaded. I can't imagine a person that could watch one or two of those even without tears coming to their eyes. It's pure joy.
How about you, Christina, do you have a favorite story?
Yes. About 5 years ago, Alex from Uganda came here to Kauai. He received a shoebox when he was about 10, and he's probably like 25 now. And he came and shared his stories. So back then in Uganda, they had, it was a time when they were killing all the people in the Civil War. And him and his brother ran because they killed his parents, his grandmother, and his cousins. And him and his brother ran out of the house. And they kept running and running. And finally, they made it out past where these people were killing them. And then they ended up in an orphanage. And then they were invited to a church. And then the church was passing out the shoeboxes. And that was his first gift he ever received. And in there was a note telling them that Jesus loved him and that they loved him too. And he knew Jesus Christ through that shoebox. So he came in, he shared his story of what happened to him that 15 years ago.
You know, these stories.
You know, I never get tired of hearing the many stories. I've had the privilege of packing shoeboxes, being a part of, you know, the team that puts that together. And, you know, I guess for many of us in America, you know, we get Christmas every year. So the idea that a child has never gotten a gift is kind of hard to wrap our minds around. But when you hear that, when you hear the kinds of stories that come out, I think it's so compelling because it reminds you that we take things for granted and that the very simple idea of a gift is life-changing around the world. But bigger than that, when we pack a gift, we don't know who's going to get it, but God does. And so when we make a choice to put what we do put into that box, it is intentional. And God is going to use it, even though we have no idea who we're packing it for. And that is the mind-blowing, crazy, miraculous God that we serve. Operation Christmas Child is not just another program. It is a miracle in action year after year after year. If you're a guest today and you have not, I'm sorry, if you're in our audience, you've never packed a shoebox, I just encourage you to get involved. We're going to hear a little bit more from Mike and Christina about some of the details on how to get involved, how to become a volunteer, or maybe you just want to pack a shoebox this year for the first time ever. You will be amazed. It will change your life. Seems like a small thing, but it's life-changing. Mike and Christina have been serving for 2 years now as the statewide regional coordinators for Hawaii. They serve from Kauai, but Operation Christmas Child Shoebox Program runs all over the state in many churches and nonprofit organizations. So go to SamaritansPurse.org. Learn more about it. We'll be right back. Beneath the barren sky, leave it to me.
I'll lead you home. In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, we talk about gifts. Everyone loves receiving a gift, but it's also a blessing to give the gift. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And I think people who experience what it's like to give often testify of this special experience in knowing that you have given something away. And sometimes giving away things that are even more valuable, there's a little bit of a sacrifice involved in the giving, comes with an even greater reward. As odd as it might sound, the experience does resonate. The Good Life Radio Show here. Danny Yamashiro with Lani Ka'a, Mike and Christina Ensman. They are giving of themselves, and they are leading others who are giving so generously every year, so thoughtfully every year. Here is the final segment with them in this pre-recorded interview. And in a few moments, Lani and I will be back for some closing thoughts.
And he knew Jesus Christ through that shoebox. So he came in, he shared his story of what happened to him that 15 years ago.
You know, these stories are so powerful because, well, for one, you know, it's one thing to give a gift, but to see the transformational power of how the Spirit of God uses a gift like that is so encouraging. So thank you for sharing that, Christina and Mike. Now, if someone wants to volunteer, what should they do? Do you need help? If so, how could someone help?
They can go on to the Samaritan Purse website. They can just type in Operation Christmas Child Volunteer they can look at the different ministry roles because there's several of them. There's church, community, media, prayer, student relations, and they can just read the overview of each ministry, and then they can fill out an application right then and there where they feel that God is calling them, and then somebody will contact them, and then they will go through an interview, and then we pray. And then we select to see if they're the right fit for the ministry.
And what about resources? Donating resources, is that going back to Samaritan's Purse too? If someone wants to make a contribution,
that's a huge, very good question to ask, Danny. Thank you. We survive mostly by donations from individuals. Donations of toys and school supplies and hygiene items, things like that on the Samaritan's Purse website, or the it'll show appropriate gifts. And so a lot of people give us donations of goods like that. Now, if they want to make a very large donation, they can write a check, and it'll go directly to headquarters in Boone, North Carolina. And then it gets reappropriated to pay for travel and shipping and all that related type stuff. But on a local level, that's how we do most all of our packing of shoeboxes. I think we did, what, over 50,000 in Hawaii last year. So nobody can do it by themselves, but everybody, one person at a time, can become a missionary, knowing that that box is going to go in the name of Jesus, and they're going to have the opportunity to hear about Jesus from their own local church, their own local community. So that's what makes the world turn around. Unfortunately, it's not all about money, but it's money well spent.
And there's also on the Samaritan Purse Operation Christmas Child website, it's called Build a Shoebox Online. If they don't want to, you know, because of this COVID and they don't want to go out shopping, they can build a shoebox online. They can pick the different items that they want and just do it that way for each age group.
That sounds like a neat thing to do. You can fix a shoebox virtually that will actually get to someone.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned, Christina and Mike, about a challenging time. You talked about your dog that was run over, but it was a catalytic moment for you that broke you or brought you to an open heart towards faith in Christ. What would you say to someone right now who's going through their own difficult time? Maybe they've lost a loved one. Maybe they've lost a job, or maybe they've lost a pet, like you described, that was so much a part of their life. A word of encouragement?
I would say that the world we live in, whether you know Jesus or not, you're going to have hard times. It just affects life over here on this earth. And a lot of us had fathers that weren't real fathers to us. A lot of us have had, like you said, especially with this COVID stuff and even without the COVID stuff, nobody goes through life without anguish. Everybody wonders, why am I here? How did I get here? And where am I going to go? And what purpose is there in this life? And without purpose, it's easy to become lost and disillusioned and depressed. But if you just put your faith in the Lord, and I don't say that lightly. It's a hard thing to say to somebody that doesn't know Jesus. But if they just look at the world around them, it's so obvious that this wasn't an accident, and they are not an accident. And they're loved. God loves everybody on this earth. Jesus came here and died for our sin. If they would just give the Lord a chance, if the Lord says, if you call on me, I'll answer. So if somebody has an open mind and they're so depressed and they're so down right now, no matter the circumstance or the cause, if they would just open their mind and say, God, please reveal yourself to me if you're real. That's what I did, and it worked. He didn't come out in a thunderbolt to me, but he opened my mind, and that's all it takes. There's people that they just don't know these things. I didn't know these things, but so I would tell you, please just go to a local church, listen to KHJC, listen to Danny's program once a week, and speak to some people, and it might seem a little weird to you at first, but I tell you what, once you get the hope of Jesus in your soul, your life will slowly change. All the trials and tribulations, they're not going to go away, but you'll know that the Lord is there with you and beside you. He promised that he'd never leave or forsake us. So I really encourage you. It's okay even to be angry with God until you know his personality, who he is, and how much he really loves you.
Well, Lonnie,
they shared a little bit more in their time together in our pre-recorded interview, and then they prayed. But I'd like to ask you, as we close today, Lonnie, if you can pray in the same spirit that Mike and Christina Ensman prayed for our dear listeners, for those who might be searching, those who might be seeking, that the Lord's arms are outstretched and reaching out to them as they mm-hmm. call out to Him. Would you lead in a prayer, please, mm-hmm. as we close today?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for the testimony of Mike and Christina. Lord, I thank you for the organization, Operation Christmas Child, and the blessing of the gift that we are able to give and receive from the program. Lord, I ask for many hands to come forward to continue as we see increase of need out there, increase of challenge, and many, many more children being orphaned and stranded, Lord. Please, Lord God, bring healing to them through these Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes, Lord. I do also pray, Lord, anyone that has in our audience, Lord, that is listening and is hurting right now and looking for answers, Father, would you run to them as you ran to Mike and Christina? Would you show yourself strong? Would you magnify yourself that they might feel your healing power, your kindness, your acceptance? As Mike says, it is not a flash moment many times, but Lord, you bring about a change in our heart, Father. So I ask, Lord God, for a change in the heart of the many that are listening, that are seeking you and want that change and need that moment. Lord God, meet them where they are at and do what only you can do, Lord God. No one else but one word from you, Father, can change a life, Lord. And so I ask that in your Son's precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Lonnie. Thank you for that heartfelt prayer and your timely word. Indeed, the Lord hears and answers prayer. And these have been compelling words from Mike and Christina Ensman. SamaritansPurse.org. Dear friend, God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. We've got a special video set up for you there. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, to make a donation and support our ministry, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click donate. We thank you in advance. Jesus said in Matthew 19:14, let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Mike and Christina Ensman, SamaritansPurse.org. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I am Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.